things that influence the levels of tenders. What this is all about, really, is what the profit addition is that the contractor decides to make to his costs. Profit is, of course, the contractor's reward for risk, and in simple terms, the risk can be broken down under a number of headings: labour, material, plant, design risk, and weather risk. If we take those in order, then labour risk is all about whether or not the contractor can secure labour or not. It could be that trading conditions are very good at the moment and therefore there isn't enough labour to go around. Under those circumstances he would have to pay over the odds and would be likely to increase his all-in rate for labour. But in addition to that, he might well take the view that he should increase his profit percentage in order to cover for the risk of not being able to obtain as much labour as he needs. If the contractor is working out of area, then the risk of being unable to obtain labour or having to pay very high rates is increased. With regard to materials, then the risks revolve around whether materials can be obtained or not. It could be that there is the risk of material shortages, and under those circumstances the contractor would tend to push up his profit margin to provide cover. Circumstances will be the same for all the contractors who are tendering, of course, because the specification is in the control of the architect, and it's the architect who chooses what materials are actually going to be used. With regard to plant, again, it's a matter of availability. If the contractor is going to hire the plant, then circumstances are quite straightforward. They simply include the cost of the hire in his tender. If, on the other hand, the plant is specialised and it's not possible to hire it, then the contractor would have to consider purchasing the plant. And under those circumstances, he'll have to take a view of whether he'll be able to dispose of it at the end of the job or not. There, again, is an increase in the level of risk, and if it looks as though he's going to have to hang on to the plant, then he'll be looking for a higher recovery as part of his tender costs, and that will tend to push the price up. Design risk is all about whether the contractor feels the job would be buildable or not. If, because of the design, buildability isn't very good, then that's likely to increase the contractor's costs, and it'll be reflected in the unit rates. Things like complexity mean that the contractor will take a more pessimistic view of the outputs which might be achievable. However, in addition to that, it also means that there's an increased possibility of variations, and due to complexity, an increased chance of not being able to fully recover the costs that are associated with them. Under those circumstances, the contractor might well take the view that he should increase his profit margin in order to cover some of that risk. Weather is something that the contractor always has to take a risk on. The effect of weather will depend on the nature of the building and the time of year it's being constructed, and also how fast track it is. If it's a job which is having to be constructed on a very short time scale at the bad time of the year, then the risk of the weather affecting progress is obviously increased, and the contractor would tend to increase his profit margin to try and cover the risk. The other two factors that affect the pricing level of the contractor's tender are, of course, overheads and general profit. You'll find comments about overheads and profit in other lecturettes.